Now let us join our hearts and our minds together with the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those that we name in our hearts today that are sick and recovering, for Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Dawn, Caroline and Joe Cruz, Cheryl, Sue, Gabe, Bradley, John, Tom and Donna, Tom, Audrey, Janine, Greg, Bob, Carla, Bobby and Alexi, Sue, Art, Pam, Jim and Carrie, Kathy and Jerry, Erica and her family mourning the loss of her husband, Derek Fisher facing knee surgery in the weeks ahead, Blake Strom, the family of Gertie Borshawa, as they have now gathered and mourn her recent death, for Barry and Betty Hagen, for your presence in their lives, for Ronald Lukens, brother of Dottie, facing his final days, and finally for the Goslow family as they mourn Bill's recent death. For these things, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.